Open the gates! The champion has returned!
Hail, champion! I take it by your return that you were successful.
The Heart of Sol. Recovered as requested, Your Highness.
Splendid. Truly splendid. You have my eternal thanks for returning one of our land's treasured relics to us. You, return it to the vault at once.
Yes, my lord.
Thank you again, champion. I do hope that recovering the heart didn't give you too much difficulty.
No more than was expected, Your Highness. And thanks are not needed. I was honored to help.
As expected of the great and noble champion. Even so, our land is indebted to you.
I am simply glad to have been of aid. If you have no further need of me, I shall be on my way.
Yes, of course. Safe travels, champion. By the way, what of the Temptress?
She escaped, Your Highness.
Yet again, I'm surprised, especially since you managed to take the heart back from her.
To her credit, Your Highness, she is rather cunning and a skilled warrior.
I think she would have to be to have evaded your capture for as long as you two have fought. Yet I suppose it cannot be helped. Oh, before you depart, I must reward you for your valour in returning the heart to me.
You honour me, Your Highness, but it is not necessary.
Oh, I insist. I wanted to be sure that you were rewarded appropriately.
Temptress! What is the meaning of this?
Did I not just explain? This is your reward. The mighty and infamous Temptress, at last brought to her knees.
How did you do this?
Quite simple. It seems the loyalty of her men is rather easily bought. A few purses of gold in their hands, and they delivered her right to me. At last I get to see the fabled Temptress up close. Quite lovely, and well deserving of your namesake.
What do you mean by this?
Why, this is your reward. My gift of thanks for your efforts in returning what was stolen from me. I bring your foe to your feet, so that you may at last bring an end to your long feud.
What are you...
Is this not what you sought to accomplish at last? Your enemy on her knees, so that you may end her once and for all, release the lands from her tyranny, and finally bring lasting peace. This is what I offer you, champion. Here, I shall even give you my own blade to perform the deed.
No, this is not right. There is no honour in it.
Honour? You would treat her with honour after all she has done. You would put honour above ending the pain and destruction she has wrought. Surely there is no contest there, champion. Do not be a fool. Take my blade and bring an end to this once and for all.
Champion, we both knew that this day would come. It was destiny. If I am to die, then I would rather it be by your hand. I have no regrets. I am ready. Pray be quick.
No, I will not. This is wrong.
You refuse my gift, then?
This is no gift, Highness. This is a farce. I am no executioner. I will not kill someone on their knees.
Ah, a shame. Very well. But she will be executed.
What?
She stole something very precious from me. Regardless of her reputation, she'll be made an example of. Take her away. Wait. Now that I rethink it, it would be a shame to let such a beauty go to waste. Have her washed, then take her to my chambers.
What?
Enough.
What is this? You bear your sword at me?
There is neither honor nor justice in what you are doing here. I cannot allow this.
I am disappointed to hear that.
Champion!
Unhand me! What is the meaning of this?
The lorded champion, pointing his blade at royalty. It seems I shall have to make an example of you both. Throw him in the dungeon.
Champion!
Temptress!
Leave us. Lovely. To think I finally have the great temptress before me, chained and exposed. I am almost beside myself. You know, this is not the first time I have seen you. You have passed through my lands before, after all. The first time I saw you, you were fighting my soldiers out in the square, after you and your men had robbed our treasury and food stores. I watched from my window as you fought. Even from that distance, I could see you clearly. Yet it pales in comparison to seeing you this close. Though I must confess, you are not quite as I expected. After all the battles you must have seen, I expected a great deal more wounds on you. But no, hardly any. Your flesh is nearly flawless. And your scent. One would expect the odour of men and the wilderness upon you. But no. You smell as fresh as the rain. Even your hair. Soft. Silken. Shimmering as the very sun. You are truly deserving of your title. What is this? Silence? No proud speeches? No words of defiance? I expected more from you.
I will give your wicked heart no such pleasure.
Wicked! To hear such a thing from you after all that you have done. Oh yes, I know everything about you. Your reputation precedes you many times over. All of the misery you have caused in your time, the lands you have ruined, and the men you have swayed. I have heard it all.
I have no wish to hear you mock me or leave. Whatever it is that you plan to do with me, be done with it.
Patience, dear temptress. All in due time. Again, I must confess, it is amazing that you have kept yourself so well, so clean, unspoiled. Yet I would expect no less. After all, you live up to your namesake well. You tempt men to your side. You wield your wiles as a warrior wields a blade, and do so with equal skill. You tempt and tease and pull men in, all with the promise of your favour. And they serve you happily, merely for the chance that you allow them your gaze. But never have you allowed a man to touch you in the way they yearn for you. Never have you given yourself to any, save one. Oh yes, I know. It was as clear as day as my men dragged him away. How badly you wished to run to his aid. How you ached to be at his side. How curious it is that after countless battles, the man you have traded blows with for so long is the very one to whom you give yourself. And not simply your body. Oh no, I have seen it in your eyes. You love him. You cannot deny it, can you? Your own heart betrays you, as does his. He loves you as well. That is why he would not strike you down. Tell me, did you think that once I was done with you here, that you would be able to run back to his arms, that you would find comfort with each other as you share a cell in a dungeon? Oh no, dear temptress. I think not. You see, I plan to make an example of both of you. You, for stealing from me, and he, for defying me. Both of you will be executed.
Everyone will watch the two of you die as a reminder of who rules over this land.
Yet, you can avoid that fate.
You can save
both of your lives.
What do you mean?
You can escape death for both you and he.
I will even release him. In return,
you will submit to me.
What?
Submit. Give yourself to me freely, without restraint, without resistance. Give all of yourself over to me to do with as I please. You will remain here with me and be mine to use for my desires in whatever way I wish, whenever I wish. You will not fight me. You will not deny me. You will not try to escape.
You will remain here as mine for as long as I desire it. Give me this, and I will spare you both from death. and I will allow him to go free.
And what guarantee have I that you will keep your word?
If you give me what I wish, I will let you watch as he is released.
And when he is freed, you will tell him that you are mine, that you give yourself to me of your own free will, that your body belongs to me, and that he no longer holds any right to touch you. You will tell him this, and he will be allowed to leave unharmed. Only his heart will be broken. But if you make me take what I want, then I will take him from you. You will watch as he dies. Slowly, painfully, and then you will follow him. His life is in your hands, Temptress.
What will you choose?
I am losing patience, Temptress. This offer will not last much longer. Make your choice.
Very well. I will submit.
A wise decision. Now. On your knees.
From this moment forth, you are mine. No other man will touch you. You belong to me.
And I am your master.
Say it.
I belong to you, master.
Good. Now. Onto the bed.
What are you?
Be still. There. From now on, you will wear this collar. It will be removed only when I say. Such as when you are required to be bathed. At all other times, this will be the only room you see. And while you are here, this chain will always be upon your neck, binding you to my bed.
As if I were an animal, or rather a pet.
I was thinking more of a trophy, but... Yes.
A pet is a much more suitable description. But remember, Temptress, this is the bargain you have willingly made with me. Or would you rather trade your collar for that of a hangman's noose? I can still hardly believe I have you, Temptress. After all this time, I knew from the moment I laid eyes upon you that I had to have you. And now, you are mine at last.
No. No. Open your eyes. Look at me. Do not think I will allow you to simply lie there and suffer my lust as some lifeless doll. No, you will give all of yourself to me, just as you have agreed. You will give me your body, your lips,
your pleasure. You will give them all to me completely. You will treat me as your most precious and treasured lover, just as you would treat him. You dare not deny me.
I will not deny you.
Good. Now, show me how well you obey. Kiss me. Good. Now, I want to feel you worship my body with your mouth, all the way down to my shaft. Yes. Good. Yes. Kiss it. Worship it. I want to feel your tongue. Yes. Like that. Yes. Now, take it in your mouth. Now. Oh, yes. Yes. So warm. So soft. Take it in, all of it. Yes, gods in heaven, your mouth is so sweet. Yes. Yes. So sweet, so perfect. Take all of me. All of me. Yes. Oh, God. Feels so good. Yes. Yes. Oh, that feels wonderful. Yes. Yes. Swallow it. Every last drop. Now, open your mouth. Show me. Very good. You are doing so very well, my lovely new pet. This arrangement may yet work out. Though I'm not done with you yet, I'm going to lie back and you're going to mount me and demonstrate how well you move atop me.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, master.
Very good. Now, take me into you slowly.
Oh, I like that. More. More. Perfect. So perfect. Now, move upon me. Slowly. Sensually. Yes. Very good. Now, run your hands over your body. Caress yourself. Pleasure yourself for me. Yes, like that. No, no. Keep your eyes open. I want you to keep looking at me. Look upon me as you feel the pleasure of your skin and inside your body. Yes. There you go. Good girl. Now, faster. Yes. Good girl. Such an obedient pet you are. Gods, to have you upon me, to be sheathed within you, to finally have you. Yes. Yes. Tell me, my sweet new pet, who do you belong to? Tell me.
I belong to you.
Louder.
I belong to you.
Who am I?
You're my master.
Say it again.
You're my master.
That's right. I am your master. You are mine. Mine and mine alone. I've waited too long to have you, my beautiful new slave. Mine at last. Mine forever. Mine. Gods. Yes. Come on. Ride me. Ride my thrusts. That's good. That's a good little slut. Feel me. Feel me inside you. Oh, gods. Oh, you are so wet. So wanting. So hot. Oh, God. I am coming. Come for me, bitch. I will overlook this single incident, but you best never allow it to happen again. I have other matters to attend to at present. though I will return later to further consummate our agreement. Until then, I suggest you take time to become accustomed to your new surroundings. The servants will tend to you should you require food, and I will have them bring you some suitable garments befitting your new position.
Gods above, champion, forgive me.